From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin have approved a joint statement on Syria, agreeing that there is no military solution to the conflict. Mr. Putin said the agreement came as a result of discussions at the APEC summit. We can say that the work on the sidelines of the APEC was useful and successful because it was not easy to reach an agreement on the Syria statement. Trump and Putin also confirmed their commitment to Syria's sovereignty, independence, and territorial integrity, and also called on the parties involved in the Syrian conflict to use the Geneva process to find a solution. The United States and South Korea started joint naval exercises Saturday. Grace Lee reports the drills will involve three U.S. aircraft carriers in what the military officials describe as a clear warning to North Korea.
The USS Nimitz, Ronald Reagan, and Theodore Roosevelt will all take part in the exercises, a rare show of force timed with Trump's visit to five Asian countries. Drills on the scale are a reminder that Washington can rapidly mobilize military force, something Trump has been looking to emphasize as Pyongyang races ahead with its weapons tests. Washington says diplomacy is its first choice when it comes to the North, but in the words of Defense Chief Jim Mattis, diplomacy is most effective when backed by credible military force.
That's reporter Grace Lee. Trade ministers of the remaining 11 countries in the expansive Pacific Rim Trade Pact reached a deal early Saturday to salvage the agreement without participation by the United States. Canada's Trade Minister François-Philippe Champagne hailed the agreement as big progress. Follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, video stories, and more. This is VOA News. A survey conducted by the UN Refugee Agency of more than 500,000 Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh finds one-third are vulnerable and in need of special assistance. Lisa Schlein reports from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The undertaking took place in the Kutupalong camp, in numerous makeshift settlements and extension areas in Cox's Bazar. It was conducted jointly by the UN Refugee Agency and Bangladesh's Relief and Repatriation Commission. The UNHCR reports more than 100 people were hired to go shelter to shelter to gather data on more than 120,000 families comprising nearly 518,000 refugees. The agency's spokeswoman, Dunia Aslam Khan, says many people suffer from various disabilities and many children are separated from their families. She says all these people will require special life-saving support. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba says sales topped $1.5 billion in just over 3 minutes from the opening of Singles Day. Grace Lee has more on the annual online discount sales gala that has become the world's largest shopping spree.
Once a celebration for China's lonely hearts, Singles Day has become a 24-hour extravaganza that outsells Black Friday and Cyber Monday U.S. sales combined. The event has shoppers around China scouting for bargains, while delivery men and robots brace for an estimated 1.5 billion parcels expected over the next few days.
Alibaba Group says sales by the retailers on its platforms topped $25 billion, and its main retail rival, JD.com, topped $19 billion. Pope Francis Saturday reaffirmed the primacy of using one's conscience to navigate through moral questions in his first comment since he was publicly accused of spreading heresy by emphasizing conscience over hard and fast Catholic rules. His controversial 2016 document on family life, The Joy of Love, divided the Catholic Church, with some commentators warning that it risked creating a schism, giving its opening to divorced and civilly remarried Catholics. Israel shot down a Syrian military spy drone near the border on Saturday, the Israeli military said. The military shot down the reconnaissance drone with a Patriot interceptor missile as it crossed into the Golan demilitarized zone headed towards Israel. The military confirmed that the unmanned aerial vehicle was not an attack drone and that it would investigate whether the drone had ties to Iran or Hezbollah. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, visit voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.